Hello, it's John, and you may remember some time ago I interviewed Jeff Boswell about some initiatives that he'd done a few years ago to help to get Dumbarton back on the map, and he did the information centre. And new initiatives are coming up all the time. And this afternoon I'm talking to Frankie Mullen about some new initiatives that that she's got in hand in Dumbarton to keep things going. So without further ado, I'll pass you over to Frankie. And the first question I'd like to ask is, what are your initiatives called?
Right, I'm on the committee of a network called Todd Connect, which is a business network for all the businesses in Dumbarton to connect together, to collaborate, to work on some shared projects, really to improve the local economy. So there's two things really: to have businesses working together to improve their own business value and their own networks themselves, but also we use the network to promote to visitors from outside Dumbarton to come in to Dumbarton and find out what we've got on offer there, the shops, cafes, services, and of course the fantastic countryside. Yeah. So we're about two things really: internally help supporting businesses and also promoting the town as a whole through a shared network.
Right. So what sort of things are you're hoping to do then? You're hoping to promote the town. So presumably you must have a base somewhere where people who can come and see you.
We don't actually have a base. We're a virtual network. We have monthly meetings. We've got over 300 businesses on our database now. So the way it works is, once you've registered with us, which is very easy, just and all kinds of sizes and shapes of businesses are connected into Todd Connect, then you'll get notifications about monthly meetings and you come to them, and that's where we have some interesting talks that are of interest and help the businesses. We give out local information about funds and initiatives that come into the town, and we also then have a chance for people to talk to each other, find out a bit more about each other's businesses over sort of tea and coffee and biscuits and that kind of thing.
Right, so it's not all done on the internet then?
There is face-to-face. We have the monthly meetings. They're called networking meetings. And we get sort of anything between 20 and 40 businesses represented at those network meetings at the moment. So at the moment, it's going extremely well. In 2018, in terms of what we've done so far, we were the driving force, I guess, between Dumbarton's bid to be for a Great British High Street Award.
Oh, yes.
And we put in the Rising Star Award for Dumbarton. And so Rising Star Award really is a town on the up, it really means. And it's really about independent businesses and how they're working together. And we were really, really fortunate. We won that award. We won. So the first time we entered, we won it as a Rising Star. So that was a really good boost for the network,
right.
And a lot of people got behind that.
Were you saying that was only about one street in the town?
The restrictions of the competition were you had to name a street, and in the end we had to go for one part of Burnley Road, or the part of Burnley Road, Patmos, and that area down to the town centre, because that was seen really as the most sort of condensed area of independent shops. So, but it actually was a win for the whole town, and the whole town got behind it on the basis that if the street wins, I mean, it's the Rising Star Award for Dumbarton Town Centre and Dumbarton businesses. So it was a win really for the town, we feel. And since then, we run the monthly network meetings that anyone's invited to come along to. And we've also launched a new website called Todd Connect, which is a website where there's information. There's lots of information about who we are, what we're doing, and how to get involved. And we've also, this year, launched a new campaign called There's More in Dumbarton.
Right. Well, this is a bit of a pun there, isn't there, on the middle of the name of the town?
There is a bit of a pun there. Yeah. So it's come out of some workshop meetings that were called Destination Todd, which were run with Upper Calder Valley Renaissance. So I'm not sure whether people are aware of them, but they have done some really brilliant work with getting business networks off the ground across the valley, and were heavily involved in supporting towns post-floods. So they facilitated these workshops, and lots of community groups and businesses came to them.
Yeah.
And out of that, there was a feeling, really, we needed a single message for the town. So one message that said, Todd's fantastic, this is what we've got, come and stay here, visit for the day, buy a house here, open a business here. And out of that, we've developed There's More in Todmorden campaign.
Right.
And as you rightly say, John, there is a pun there. So the more, There's More in Todmorden is the M-O-R from the middle of Todmorden, the word itself.
Right.
And we put the M-O-R in block capitals.
Yes.
And then the E is in a lowercase.
I wondered why that was.
So that's to stress that the more is part of There's More in Todmorden. So lots of businesses are using this campaign now to sell the town.
Right. I have to remind our, or tell our readers, that we're actually doing this interview very, very shortly after that awful weekend in February 2020. When we had yet another lifetime flood descend upon us. It didn't make the northwest, the look north news all that well, because they couldn't get past Hebden Bridge, as usual. But so it's very poignant that you're doing this sort of thing now, isn't it?
I think it is very poignant, and I think the fact that we've got the network established, and so I've spent this morning, actually, John, as we know, it's the day after the floods, as you rightly say. I've spent the morning going around all the businesses and being able to say we're from the network and you're in it and how are you getting on, and offering some moral support, and also letting people know where help is, how to register for the funding that hopefully is going to be forthcoming to support businesses getting back on their feet. And actually there's been some really positive moments in the town today from businesses saying, you know, we're getting back on our feet, we will get re-established. And there's some appreciation actually for going in just to talking to them, because they're part of a network, they're not alone, I guess, and that's the real point of the network.
Yeah, right. And this is the downside of the network as well, is that it's a little bit impersonal, but you're bringing the personal side to it by actually going knocking on doors and saying, this is how we can help.
I think that's a really good point. Myself and Alan Rogers, who's from Customology, based in Todmorden Town Centre, he's also on the committee. And but, you know, he and I spend quite a bit of our commitment. And we're all volunteers, by the way. It's important to make that point.
You're all volunteers?
We're all volunteers. We don't get paid.
Really?
It's a voluntary role. We're on the committee as businesses. But the networks really operate really on a voluntary basis, usually. Because it's about, really, not in a lot of ways, what can your network do for you? It's what can you do for your network?
It
is ours as businesses. And I run my own business as well. So. And Alan does too. So between us, we've been putting a more personal face to the network, which we think is
absolutely
really
vital.
Important. Yeah.
We're saying there's something coming to Todmorden that we haven't had before. What's it called?
There is, and that's another, as well as There's More in Todmorden campaign, which all the businesses are getting behind now. We have the Tour de Yorkshire coming through Todmorden for the first time, which we're all absolutely thrilled about, really looking forward to. And businesses are just beginning now to start talking about how we can all get together and put on some special activities and really promote the town and make sure that we get visitors seeing all the different aspects of what Todmorden has to offer while we've got a huge amount of visitors nearby.
Right.
So we're going to use the There's More in Todmorden campaign really to promote the tour in terms of businesses, and we hope, and businesses having, you know, coming up with special offers, especially for that weekend. And it's also Todmorden Folk Festival that weekend. So it's going to be,
it's the same weekend.
So we're hoping it's a massive opportunity to promote the town. And obviously we've got a few months following the floods to hopefully, it's a good time to aim for people to maybe, hopefully, up on their feet again. And
Let's hope they are. Because I seem to remember when they, the last tour, well, one of the Tour de Yorkshire, there have been quite a few, I think the big one came around, they had big screens on Pollination Street, and there are an awful lot of people around the market area that had come specially to see, you know, the area that the tour was in, even though it didn't come to Todmorden that particular time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And now we have an opportunity with it going up. So the tour's going to come from Hebden and then turn, go up to the Shell Garage, and then turn right up Crossstone Road.
Ah, right.
And that's near enough the centre, as far as we're concerned, to really get people who are watching, instead of going somewhere else, for example, back over to Hebden for a cup of tea and a meal, or to have a little shop or stay. We want them to come to Todmorden.
Yeah.
So we're going to be really promoting that. Don't just stay and watch the 2 minutes when the bikes go past.
Yeah.
Come into Todmorden then and have your lunch and spend a few hours with us.
And, there's lots of places where they can.
Yeah, and there's lots of places to go and see, and shops and cafes and restaurants. And there's also, as we keep, you know, we are lucky, aren't we, to have the most fantastic countryside.
Oh, take it for granted, don't we, I'm afraid, yes.
Yeah, and, it's so lovely. And and also, there's, you know, people come, will be coming, I guess, by train and bus and all that kind of thing.
Well, that's well served with transport links, aren't we, when they're all working.
When they're working properly, they're fantastic. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, you're talking with great, enormous enthusiasm, Frankie. It's good to see, you know, your face is lighting up. How do you feel you're getting on with this? Is it going all right?
I think we turned a real corner this year, in that we went, as I say, over 300 businesses are now on our network. We've launched a fantastic new website, Todd Connect. And we've also launched There's More in Todmorden, which has a great website and a film and some nice information for businesses to use. So those are some really key things we've done, and we're getting really good turnouts to our events and meetings at the moment. So the next stage really is getting some further projects together with businesses working together for the benefit of businesses and the town. So we're hoping that the tour will provide a hook for those and stimulate some more collaborative working. I mean, there's just no doubt that businesses in a town like ours, where there's a lot of small to medium enterprises especially, the more we work together, the you know, the more potential we'll realise, rather than everybody trying to do things separately. We need to share resources and we need to promote the town as a whole for the benefit of each individual business.
Well, so
we feel it's going well, but more the merrier. People, we're always looking for more people to join in and bring ideas and contribute.
Right, well, that's fantastic. Now, you're obviously talking from a business point of view, but just as our newspaper, Talking Newspaper, is not just for the partially sighted, and a lot of other people use it as well, your initiative will be interesting to individuals as well, and they can access it, as you've been saying, online. They could have a look at it themselves anyway, even if they're not business people, see what's going on in the town.
Yeah, because I think it's all part of the same. I mean, even as a resident, you are using the shops and the cafes and the services. So it's in your interest, particularly post-flood, as we are in terms of the resilience of the town. It's in your interest to have those shops and services working effectively and providing a good service to you and others. So the more support we can get from people, especially to use their local services, and their local shops and their local the market, and, you know, join in and take part, better for the town, really.
Well, of course it is, yes.
So we're keen to make those connections, particularly with communities and community groups. It's not, and There's More in Todmorden as a campaign really is for all community groups, festivals, events, businesses. It's really for everybody to use, to say, this is our town.
To sort of finish off, could you itemise how people can get hold of you once again?
The easiest way to contact us is via email. The email address is hello@toddconnect, that's all lowercase, no capitals in that, .co.uk. So that's hello@toddconnect.co.uk. Ping over an email where we can just, with your details, and we will add you then to the network's list. And then from then on, you'll get all our information.
Right.
And about everything that's going on, and invitations to events and opportunities and things like that. We also do promote in the local paper the events, so you can always come along to the events. So if you see something in the local paper or you hear about something, then we're always happy to see you. You don't have to book, you can just turn up. We like people to book on Eventbrite, but if not, just turn up and you can connect with us then.
Well, that's how I found out about you, by looking in the local paper.
Yes,
so it did work.
We work quite hard at keeping our profile up in the local paper,
and
that's a skill that we have within the committee, so we do work hard at that.
Okay, well, Frankie, thank you. And I wish you all the best in the future, and keep an eye open for you, particularly when the Tour of Yorkshire comes through. So thanks again.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.